Hello everyone and welcome back to the Shine to the Shine Your Light podcast with your beautiful host. I know you cannot see me, but I know I am beautiful with your beautiful host Shami Soul, but you can call me Shami. And I'm back. I'm back like I never left. I know there was supposed to be an episode, but life happened, and yeah. So today, by the title of this podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about Marvel, love, and other things. Like I said in the first episode, that I'm going to be talking about my favorite character in Marvel. And let me just cut to the chase. My favorite character is Captain America, also known as Steve Rogers, also known as the person that represents America's the first Avenger, the man that fought in Civil War, the man that saved Bucky in Winter Soldier, yeah, and the man that saved all of us in Endgame, even though you could consider Ant-Man being the reason that everyone got saved, but he held the hammer and, you know, don't fight me, try, let's see what will happen. And yeah, he's my favorite character because he's just amazing and he just has heart and he's just loyal and he keeps his promises. Even if it takes 100 years for him to fulfill them, he still danced with Peggy, and that's all that matters, right? And I feel like he fights for what he believes in, and he is just, like, amazing. And, yeah, Captain America, do you want to marry me? Like, I'm free, I'm available, I'm open to whatever God has for me. But we all know Captain America isn't real. But, yeah, Chris Evans is real, but, you know, he'd be single, and I'm just like, you know what? But you're old, but I'm also young, so I'm like, I'm good. And I feel like with Captain America, I think for me, I prefer someone who has character, has a good heart, is trying their best, but, you know, is at least consistent, and when they mess up, they try fix it. But sometimes Captain America is also conflicted within himself, like, do I choose Iron Man? Do I choose Bucky? Do I choose Iron Man or Bucky? Iron Man or Bucky? And I think for him, like, he didn't know what to do, and he chose Bucky, I guess, just because of, like, the time they had known each other, the time they had been around each other, and all of that. And with that, I'm like, I don't know, for me, I don't know, what would you guys have done in Civil War? Let me just break it down to you. In Captain America Civil War, I think that's the third movie for third movie for Captain America. In Civil War, Iron Man and Captain America are at odds because after Age of Ultron, and after the first scene, Wanda Sykes has destroyed a place in Wakanda, where Black Panther's from, right? And a lot of people died, and they were trying to save people, but then things went wrong. Wanda Sykes' powers decided to melt down. And in that, the Sokovia Accord started to become something that was being considered, where the Avengers were, like, now, like, a legal task force or something like that, and they had to do things under the law. Tony Stark was for it, weirdly. Captain America was against it, weirdly. I say that weirdly because Tony Stark isn't someone that you would see, like, bending, like, trying to do something according to the rules. And Captain America is more like an army man. And if you're a soldier, I would think that, you know, you would want to do what the law says. But they were at odds with this. And because of this, Yeah, and then there was also like a subplot of this man trying to like put pin Captain America and Tony Stark against each other by using Bucky, which is Steve's friend from when they were younger. Well, you know, younger in quotation marks. And he was trying to put them against each other, against them, because this guy, forgot his name, that's how irrelevant he is in my mind. His family was killed in Sokovia, which was where Avengers Age of Ultron was in. So because of that, he was also trying to revenge Avengers family and blah blah blah, get it, Avengers. And so with that, this guy, he started to, you know, start a plan, like trying to frame Bucky for killing Black Panther's dad in a bombing thing when they were trying to decide what's going on in the Sokovia Accords and all of this blah blah blah, right? And eventually at the end, coming to the end of the movie, we now realize who killed Stark's parents many, many years ago. And we find out that it was Bucky when he was under his trance, because he was taken by, I think he was taken by Hydra, and he was brainwashed, right? So when they say certain words like pillow, red, 99, square, coin, he starts to get triggered, and then he is activated into Winter Soldier mode, right? And so because of that, Tony is now like now aware of who killed his parents. But Steve knew who killed Tony's parents, Captain America. And then they start fighting. I feel like the whole plot for Civil War was a bit, you know, messy, because either way they were going to fight, because the Sokovia Accords meant they were going to fight about something. But then there was also this man on the other side who wanted to avenge his family. So either way, they should have chosen one or the other, not both of them, because it was low-key confusing. Like, what are they fighting for again? Yeah. So with that, at the end of the day, Steve decides to choose Bucky over Tony. And yeah, he leaves his shield, and then the Avengers break up. And in that, I'm also like, who would I be loyal to? If I'm being totally honest, I don't know. I don't know who I would be loyal to. But I think for me, I wouldn't want to be put in the middle. Just because, you know, I would try my best to like, try understand both sides and be like, come on guys, let's come to an agreement. According to one of these tests I keep taking, I'm a peacemaker, so I personally don't like it when people are like at odds and all of that. And with this, with Steve and all of these people, like I think I don't know what I would have chosen personally, just because of the way these guys are, like the history, the amount of time they've known each other. I understand why he chose Bucky. I really do. Bucky really didn't have a choice. He was brainwashed. But then also with Tony, he already had a complicated relationship with his father. So then the guy that he trusted as a friend, Steve, Captain America, like blowing that up, like it also hurts a lot. But I feel like the distance that they had in the movie was required so that, you know, in Infinity War and in Endgame, they'll come together and be like, I'm sorry, man. And I guess it's also like Captain America realized his fault and was like quick to like fix it in some way. And yeah, I just love him. I just love him. And speaking of love, let's talk about my love life. What is your love like? I can't even say it properly. What is your love like? What, I can't even say it properly. What is an action? What does your love life look like, Shimizu? It's quite non-existent. It's not quite non. It's there's nothing there. There's like there's no love life. There's no vibing with anyone. There's no like trying to figure out any... Oh, that's a lie. But, yeah, there's really no one, like, pursuing me actively or trying to, like, make their move and all of that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, I think it's something that I haven't been used to because for, like, the past three years of my life, like, I had been in two relationships and been involved with guys. And, like, this year has been interesting, like, just, like, not being with someone and just trying to deal with myself. And with that, I have learned to love myself. Like, I've learned to appreciate my own presence. Anyone who looks at my statuses on WhatsApp knows that I post a lot of videos of me dancing. And not because I can dance. I can't dance to save my life. I can sing. I can write poems, but I can't dance. But just the fact that I'm enjoying my own company. And I feel like I just don't want to be enjoying this energy by myself. My status and my all of that. You guys are going to see my energy. You guys are going to feel my energy, okay? You guys are going to feel all the vibes, all the good vibes, okay? And I feel like that's why I post a lot of myself. I'm like, fam, these aren't going nowhere. You guys are going to see me, you know? But I also feel like in quarantine, like, I stopped Instagramming. That's not a word. I stopped posting a lot on Instagram just because I felt like I didn't have anywhere to go. And for so long, my identity had been rooted in Instagram, which is very crazy. But it happens. And, like, not posting constantly, like, since, like, April, was really freeing for me to realize, like, I don't need the validation of anyone. Like, I don't need people's likes to make me feel better about myself. I don't need a guy to see me or to like me for me to feel like I'm value or worthy. I feel like finding my identity in God, in Christ, has, like, is solidifying that in itself. And yeah, that's what I've just been learning from being single. Like, I'm doing more than I ever thought I would be doing single, than I thought I would be doing when I was with the guy that I was with. And I'm very sorry if you guys can hear people, like, building and breaking stuff down. It's 7, it's 8, what time is it? As I'm recording this, it's 8:28, and people are, like, you know, fixing stuff. So, yeah, hectic. So I'm trying to, like, be as loud as I can. So if your volume is on high, I would suggest you put it just a tad bit lower. But yeah, I just feel like, this year has allowed me to see who I want to be and who I would want in my life and what type of guy I would want in my life. One thing, of course, he has to love Marvel. Like, come on, guys, come on. You can't not love Marvel and you're with me. Like, that's boring, fam. Boring. But I also feel like having, like, a good character, because apparently I'm a lot. like, having a strong character, because I don't play games, guys. Let's just be honest. I don't play games. Like, it's either you want me or you don't. It's either you are for me or you're against me. And I need to know, like, before I even start, like, fam, what are your intentions with me? Do you see a future? Do you see me being your wifey? Do you see me, like, building lives and, like, having children with you? Like, think far ahead. Like, think into the future. Because if you're gonna waste my time, let me just make it easier for you and be like, bye. Bye. And I feel like for me, like when I did try talking to other guys, like, it just didn't work. And I just didn't like it. It just didn't work. Like, it just ended up in just me, like, being sad and me just, like, being, like, talking to someone that was awesome. But then not everything I thought I wanted, I needed. And I feel like for me, I think one thing that I shall tell the world, that so that one day when you guys see me, you know, with my mans, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm sad. This is what you're talking about in your podcast. I feel like someone who's consistent in supporting the things I do. because in my past relationship, I found that I was very alone in the projects I would do, like, with high school at the time. Like, when it comes to my singing, when it came to my spoken word, when it came to poetry, when it came to, like, doing the play and all of this stuff. I did a lot of things in high school. I love doing things, guys. Yeah. It was something that really broke my spirit and that really broke me. And I was like, I don't want to be with someone who won't support me, because I know me. Like, if people send me a DM saying, thanks, girl, please, I will support you. Like, I will do everything that I possibly can, like, to subscribe, to share, to all the comments, to all of this stuff, right? But I feel like if the person that you have in your life, like, I feel like that's just, like, a common thing that people should just have when they're choosing friends or someone that they want to be in a relationship with, that they should support them in what they do. And sometimes things don't always pan out, dude. Like, sometimes corona hits and your plans go to shambles. And you need to know that the person that you love is there for you through thick and thin. Like, they're there to support you, to help you with your projects, to say yes, even when you're scared to ask them, to, like, keep supporting you. And I think that's one thing I am looking for in someone that's, like, going to support me in, because I know like, me supporting them isn't a question, but the question is, will you support me? Because you can't ask for something that you're not willing to give. And I think when it comes to that, like, that's what I'm like, I really, really need. Like, obviously, be God-sent and da-da-da. There's certain things that I will not tell you people, because some people be listening, some people be crazy, okay? But I'm just saying, like, yeah, you have to, like, support. Not, like, I'm forcing you, but you just have to be willing to, like, support me. And not, like, make it seem like I'm choosing something over you. Like, I feel like choosing what, like, not to make me feel like what God has given me is that I'm, like, choosing it over you, but this is who I am, this is who I was created to be. So if who I'm created to be is, like, an issue for you, then fam, you better leave my life, you better leave. But if you are supportive of everything that I do and you do want to be, like, interested and you are willing to say yes even if you don't know how it's gonna go, like, I feel like, you know, that makes me really happy. Like, when it comes to that, like, seeing someone be willing to put their time and their effort into me and what I'm doing. Yeah, it's something that I have found in a lot of my friends, that they're willing to support me, some more than others. But I guess consistency is what I just needed. Like, if you're unable to and you communicate that, you'll be like, I'm leaving, I'm about to go to uni or whatever. I am so sorry, guys, if I'm not moving and everywhere is noisy, if you are hearing noise right now, I do apologize. I hope the next episode it will, you know, but everything is hectic right now. So yeah, real life, guys, real life. But yeah, like, I feel like, yeah, I've already had guys that have broken me down, and I feel like it's time for people to, like, build me up in that aspect. And yeah, like I said, I've seen a lot of my friends be there for me in all the things I've been planning in 2020, and it's really been nice and great to have people that give you the same energy that you would give to them, like, any day. And friends trying to push me to do things. And I'm gonna keep it cryptic because I don't want him to listen and to think that I'm, like, you know. But I felt like at some point that some of my friends were trying to control me. And they really weren't. They're just really trying to just help me. And would just pushing for something, like, for example, like, my license, like, I really thought my friend was trying to, like, push me into doing that. Was really trying to control me. Like, let me not lie. And he's never heard me say this. So if he is listening to this, hi. I really had this idea that he was trying to control me for a few months, to the point that I was like, I'm not going to do it, because I'm not finna be controlled by no man. No man's. No man's, okay? No. No, no, no. No man's is going to control me. Because when you're used to being controlled by, like, guys, you, like, you start to be like, nah, fam. And then when you see their heart and you're like, they're just trying to be helpful, like, stop being so harsh. You realize, like, they're just being nice and they're just being kind and they just really want to see you get your license so that, you know, you can just get your license. But my goal is before 2020 ends to get it, but just pray. I just need to start. Like, that's just one example of it. Like, well, like, my other friend, he, like, listened. Like, he provides, like, a safe space for me. Like, we talked at school, like, we were in choir together, all of the stuff, blah, blah. But then, like, only this year, I don't know how we started talking, like, this deeply, but we began to be close and stuff like that. And he just provides a really safe space for me to just talk about anything without feeling like I'm judged or anything. And I feel like finding guys that provides a safe space for me to just be me, and it's not like you trying to control me or manipulate me. You're just really just trying to be there for me. Don't get it twisted. I have more girlfriends than guy friends. But then I think the guys have just really blown my mind, just because the way my mind was set up this year. Like, my shift in perspective has shifted. What has changed when it comes to that? When it comes to love lives and all of that, like, I just feel like relationships are sometimes overrated. Let me be honest. Being with someone, it's great. Awesome. Hopefully when they're the right person. But, you know, being someone's girlfriend or boyfriend, that's awesome. That's great. But then being the best version of yourself by yourself and you doing all the things you want to do by yourself without having to, like, rely on someone else, that's also great. Like, let me not lie. Like, I'm in a space where I'm like, yeah, the guy that God has for me, he better be so amazing that I'm willing to give all of this greatness up. Like, just being by myself, not having to worry about calling people constantly. I'm not saying that I won't call any of my friends, but I'm just saying, like, all of that. Like, good morning texts, they're amazing. But also not having to, like, be constantly on your phone, that's also great, you know? So I feel like I just shared, like, a whole part of me, guys. You're welcome. I just feel like, so, like I was saying, something to do with my love life, I think it's just important to, like, pray and ask God to, like, put, you know, certain things on your heart, to pray for someone that you want, and for you to also become the person that you want to be for that person as well. I feel like, yeah, that's something that's very important to do, that no one really ever talks about. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, like praying, just, it helps you get aligned with what God wants, and it helps you to know what you want and what you don't want. And yeah, and the last thing I wanted to talk about was the spoken word night and the future of Shine Your Light, because I want to keep, like, speaking things into existence. Like, I just want to, like, speak life into Shine Your Light and everything I want to do with it, and obviously other things. This isn't the only thing I'm going to be doing, but this is the one thing that I'm starting first and trying to figure things out. Like, you know, it really
it's helping me with direction of what I want for my future and all of this stuff. But I just want to talk about this book and Word Night. So with anyone that watched it on Saturday over Zoom, knows that it was pre-recorded on the 29th of November, because I just didn't want it to be people speaking over Zoom and that being boring. I wanted to go big and full on out, and God really came through. Like, my friend Tanya was really supportive, all my friends were, but specifically Tanya, she was just like helping me through it, like, girl, you got this. Like, she was just seeing the behind the scenes more than anyone else, and there was a point where I didn't think it was going to happen, but it happened, and people got to watch it and experience it. And this won't be the last event that Shine Your Light hosts, don't worry guys. Obviously, like I keep saying, merchandise is coming in 2021, and like a Shine Your Light, I think I want it to be like a conference type of vibes. I don't know, we'll see, but including spoken word, because for me, I just wanted people's talents to be shown and executed, as well as mine, but as well as other people, so that they know that they have a space, they know they can actually shine their light in whatever field they do. For me specifically, it pertains to spoken word and singing. Those are the things that I love to do. And obviously, I didn't sing in it. Maybe one day I'll sing in an event that I have. But with this one, I didn't sing in it. But the people that played instruments and the people that did poems and the people that took videos and the photographer, like, if you go to the Shine Your Light Instagram page or even my personal Instagram page, you'll see that it was, like, it was a whole thing. It was a whole production setup. If you look at the behind the scenes and the... For one of my posts that I did on Shine Your Light on the stories, like, you would see, like, it was a whole, like, you know, and I did it by myself. She did that. She is me. Okay. She did that. And I did it. And I was pretty shocked. And I can't wait to see what else I can do. What else is going to happen? Like, how it changes people, how people get inspired, how the people that were performing, their lives get changed. Like, with people knowing them and noticing them and subscribing to their things. Because I think all of them, no, most of them have a YouTube channel. I don't have a YouTube channel. Then they try that. I don't know where I will put the video, because I do want it to be somewhere where I can kind of monetize it. So maybe YouTube. But I'll have to see. Like, maybe at the end of the year I'll put it up. But yeah. It was really fun. It was really great. The day came with a lot of challenges. It rained. I was nervous. I felt like I was getting out of control. But then I ranted. I like vented. I talked about what I was feeling. And after that, the sun came out. So I was like, thank you, Lord. Like, after that, I was just like, okay, let's do this. And then things were going, and they were going well. And yeah, I had a bit of frustrations with some of the things, but it came through. Like, I can't wait to see how it all looks like. As I'm recording this, I think I'm gonna be seeing the videographer Tinashe today with the video. And the photos are coming in. Today's the, like I said, it's the 3rd of December, and yeah, like, I can't wait to see what everything looks like and how everything comes out, because I just didn't want to start. I have the ability to make sure that I have good quality production stuff. I am grateful for that, and I'm grateful that I have family supporting me with this. Like, obviously I do want to be financially independent when it comes to just my life in general. But then I'm grateful that I have the resources to be able to build the dream that I want to. And yeah, I just want to provide people with the resources to build the dream that they want to. And I am planning on a lot of stuff, and so that people know that they can shine their light. So yeah, at first I didn't want to call it Shine Your Light, but it's becoming a whole thing. So, you know, but yeah, I'm pretty excited when it comes to that. And yeah, just the future of it and how it's going to go, and yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait for what people think, what people say about it. Like, my family was pretty excited. They thought I was recording a music video when I was posting stuff on my stage. So I was like, nah, fam, there ain't no music video. They were singing and stuff. We were singing at some point. But it's not a music video. You'll just have to wait and see. So, yeah, I think, yeah, when it comes to that, I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty intrigued to see, like, who I become next year because of Shine Your Light and other things that I want to do that aren't related to Shine Your Light, but then, you know, yeah, and to see, like, what doors that opens and opportunities that opens, because, yeah, just, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know how all of this is gonna be. I don't know if thousands, millions, hundreds of people are connected to Shine Your Light. But I do know I'm having fun. I do know I am in business mode. I do know that you guys are going to be really impacted by this and everything I do. I do know that, yeah, I do know it's going to be amazing. And it's going to blow my mind as well as your minds as well. But... like I mentioned in the first episode, was that my blog, Shine Your Light, it's the episode that's going to come in when this is aired, which is next week. That will be my last post of 2020. Just because I just want to break and I just want to refocus, recenter, realign myself. Pray, relax, not feel like this is like my identity, it's just what I'm doing. And yeah, but also just coming up with new ideas, like writing posts, thinking about future things I want to write about, and yeah. So just with the process of how I do my blog, I just write stuff. Like, that's how I've always just written stuff. When it comes to my writing, I just start writing, and whatever I write, that's the post. So sometimes I could just write like 4 or 5 posts in a week, and then I just schedule them, and then when it's like the 9th of December 2020, it just automatically posts. And like a week before, I always make sure that I check, like, is this correct? Are there any spelling mistakes? English, is it correct? Because sometimes English be a struggle, guys. Be a struggle. Yeah, and I'm pretty excited, yeah, to just take a break and, yeah, to just not have to produce for, you know, for just a month or so. But, you know, January, I'm gonna come out swinging. yeah, and I'm, like, excited about the next chapter of my life and to see, like, what 2021 looks like and if there will be a love interest or if I will, like, how I'm going to be navigating being in a whole, in another country, or uni and having a degree and, you know, doing all of that. So I feel like it's a chapter of my life that I pray will just be fun and amazing and all of this stuff. But I also hope that it's going to be different and it'll produce a different side of me. But yeah, and obviously if you have not gone to Shine Your Light Instagram page, I would encourage you to do so. It is spelled _ Shine Your Light with a double T at the end, _, and you can follow me on my personal Instagram, Shams, which is SHXMZ_. And yeah, tell a friend, share this to your friend, share this with your family, just share. If you guys want to send me messages on Anchor, you can do that. I'm not sure about the other ones, I'll have to do my research and all of that, but I think on Anchor you can do that. And also, my next episode, like I mentioned, I will be having my friend Tanya on it. I want to, like, tell you guys what you're going to be getting in for, because so that I remember what I'm going to be doing as well. So it's accountability for myself as well. It's accountability for myself. So like I was saying, my next guest will be my friend Tanya. She'll be my first ever guest on Shine Your Light podcast. And we're going to be talking about the process of how I did the the spoken word night and planning it, and how she was feeling, and just how she has been building her business as well. And yeah, and also on Shine Your Light, there is, I'm starting a new series called Building a Brand, where I'm partnering up with certain business owners, influencers, one of them being my sister, to just talk about the process of building a brand. Because I feel like people always talk about, you know, the winning seasons. People will see the pictures of the spoken word night, but no one will know that it rained. No one will know. Don't worry, I'm also going to be a part of that series. Like, with Good Girls Finish Last and Good Guys Finish Last, I have not said anything about it. But with this building a brand, I just wanted to listen to people's opinion. But with this building a brand, I feel like I have my two cents to talk about it. So yeah, I'm just really excited about that. And she's gonna be my first ever guest. Ooh la la. People say I'm doing a lot. I feel like I'm not doing enough, but you know, that's what people think. But yeah. So yeah, guys, we're coming to the end of this podcast, and this one is like gonna be like a long one, which is great. I feel like it's great, and I am pretty excited to record this. I thought I wasn't supposed to do this podcast because I was just feeling a bit tired, a bit drained, and all of this. I think it was just like my mindset about it needed to shift, and yeah, but I'm pretty excited about it. And yeah, so tell me guys what you think. Like, do you agree with me? Like, who's your favorite Marvel character? Do you guys love Marvel, or are you DC people? If you are DC people, let me pray. God, I pray for the people that watch DC, and let them be converted to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Amen, amen. Okay. You see, I prayed for you, okay? I like the DC shows, but I don't like the movies. They're okay. But they're not as amazing as the Marvel ones. I feel like I'm rambling now and I need to stop. I hope you guys have a beautiful day. I hope your Monday is amazing. I hope that you spend some time with yourself and spend some time in just figuring out who you are. You don't need a person to validate you. You have God on your side. You don't need me to even validate you, fam. Because one day I may not do a podcast and you wouldn't know what to do. So you need to feel good about yourself before anyone else can tell you how to feel about yourself, you know? I hope that the person that you love first is you, and that the person who loves you romantically, because we did talk about love in this episode, I hope that they cherish you, they honor you, they respect you, they make you feel good about yourself, and they also force you to grow, that they don't control you, and they bring out the best in you, basically, is what I'm trying to say, and they support you in whatever you do, that it does not matter, how many people have hurt you, and how many times you've been rejected, and how many times you may feel like it's pointless and it's hopeless to find love, that you will find love, you will find the person that sees you and cherishes you and honors you in every way, form, or capacity. I hope that Shine Your Light is a light for you in your darkest days, a light for you when you don't know what to do, a light for you when everything is lost, like whether it's a blog, whether it's an Instagram page, whether it's this podcast. Like, I hope it is everything and more that you need when you need it. But also remember that God is by your side. Like, I'm a Christian girl. Like, you know, God is all you need right now. He's the only one that can satisfy you. He's the only one that can fill up your hole in your heart, all your empty spaces that you've tried with people, with things, with whatever. I'm low-key going on a tangent, but I feel like I need to say this. I just hope that you find yourself in the midst of this chaotic year, in the midst of a chaotic world we are living in, and I just hope this brings light to your day. And I know I sound a bit groggy, but I don't know, my voice is being funny right now. But yeah, this is gonna be like 40 minutes, and my aim is to go to an hour. You guys need to listen to me talking for an hour, but making the time to do that is pretty hard. But I just hope that the people that watch this spoken word night, like, video, like, they feel the joy. But yeah.